As we welcome this morning on Community Contact, Baldwin County Commissioner Skip Gruber. Good morning, Skip.
Good morning, Lori. How are you doing this morning?
Good, and it's good to see you.
It's good seeing you again. It's been a few months.
Yeah. We have the Baldwin County the fourth Thursday of each month. Sometimes that's the commission. It might be the EMA. And as we were talking off air, I'd like to get the Council on Aging in here.
And they would be fantastic.
As well, so... But appreciate you being here, and I think first on everyone's mind might be the roundabout at 32 and 13. It's almost finished.
It's almost finished. They're waiting on a cylinder break. They should break it today, and if it breaks like it should, and we haven't had any trouble with the past, but we have to wait till they get that cylinder break because it's part of a structural. Part of it's the head wall of one of the pipes that's underneath the main road there, and they just have to make sure that the concrete is where it's supposed to be at. And if it breaks, it will be opened probably tomorrow, the 23rd, and hopefully, if everything goes right, and I will get the county engineer to let you know exactly if it's going to happen. So that everybody can get used to using the roundabout at 13 and 32.
Oh, that's exciting. So hopefully tomorrow.
Hopefully tomorrow if everything goes as planned.
So if not, it's by Monday.
Yeah, if not, okay. It should be done by Monday. That's for sure.
All right. Good.
So, but, and all saying that also, in the near future, not much long, as a matter of fact, at 13 and 44 will be our next project for roundabouts.
That's Twin Beach, right?
That's
44?
Twin Beach,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll be moving to that one next. And now, they're right now in the process of moving some of the utilities.
I've seen some work out there.
Everything's in place, and they... hopefully, get started some pretty well first a bit next year, getting ready with that one.
Statistics show that roundabouts are safer.
They are safer.
And I guess more efficient as well.
Yeah. And they do move traffic, they're getting used to them. It's a little bit of a problem. But, once you get used to it, it's pretty easy, You just have to watch what you're doing, It's like everything else, you have to watch what you're doing.
That's right. What other road or highway or infrastructure projects would you like to update us
well,
on?
Well, we've got, one of the other projects that we have got going on. There will be, I've got my list right here. We got a bunch of resurfacing going on. That's happening. And we've got some drainage improvements. That are going on. It's part of the FEMA money that we had from the hurricane and everything. Just now getting some of those projects done. So,
such as
we got the lighter road, which is down here in Barnwell. Mm-hmm. We're back in there. It is now open to traffic.
Okay, good.
Good, and then we have. We have the Beasley Road, which is in Magnolia Springs, and they got it just about finished to be paving it, so it should be back open. The Norris Lane, which is out there in towards Magnolia Springs, it's finished, and it's open now to traffic. We've got one we just started on the Lehman Road, which is just a dirt road that goes back, a cutoff between the Beach Express and 32, goes around back to 36.
That's going to be paved?
No, it was one of those FEMA projects, and so we'll be ready for that one, get that one done.
To do what?
We had to replace a bunch of culverts in there. The flooding had completely wiped them out, and so we're working on that. And then,
what about 181? How's that
181,
going?
181, they're, that's a state project, but, it looks like
right. Explain that to us, because so many folks don't understand, and sometimes even I don't, the difference. That's a state project, but it's in the county.
Yeah. Well, it's started out, as a county road back in the 90s, something like that. It used to be County Route 27.
County Road 27.
And then, you know, the county made a swap with the state of Alabama, and they were going to four-lane it from 31 to 98. So, and the county gave them like $13.4 million, something like that. That's way back, you know, and money was, $1 million was $1 million. But, you know, they gave them that and they swapped that out for Highway 112, which is, you know, up toward Bay Minette and that area of that way. It cuts into Florida. And they were going to get started. Well, it didn't get started until, you know, y'all know when it got started. It was a long, 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 drawn-out process.
Yes, and it still is.
And it's still going on. I mean, you know, it was a project that should have been done, you know, many years ago.
Right.
But it's just through all the technical stuff, you know, with acquiring right-of-way, getting the environmental. I mean, just the list goes on and on. Because when they build a state highway, you know, it has to go through, because there's maybe some federal funding, so they have to go through all the federal guidelines to make sure that everything is what it's supposed to be.
Right. Know, so. Okay.
But well, anyway, so, but it's, hopefully they'll get that one. And then I've heard, you know, they're supposed to start the next section, you know, shortly after that. You know, I think they're working on the right of way now, trying to make sure they can acquire it, you know. So.
Okay. All right.
You know, so.
All right. And I suppose it's budget time of
it
the
is
year.
Budget
is
time.
It?
And matter of fact, Tuesday, we adopted a 2023 budget. An amount of $240,888,740, which, you know, is almost a quarter of $1 million budget for Baldwin County.
He just said that number off the top of his head, by the way, without looking at anything. So I'm guessing you've been through it.
I've been through that budget. Yeah, I was finance chair this year, so it's we went through a lot of stuff with getting our budget ready for this year. It's been very trying, you know, with everything that's going on. And but, you know,
compared to last year's budget, what's the difference?
Probably about 40 million, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Some best I can remember, you know.
Okay.
You know, but it's growing. Every year it seems like it grows a little bit more.
Sure. Well, it has to keep up with inflation and the cost of products and the supply and demand.
And so we've been moving along pretty good with, you know, that. And you know, our biggest joy to me was our mega site.
I can remember interviewing you, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago.
It's been a long, long time ago.
When you had this dream and desire, and you bought, the county bought this land in Stapleton, right?
No, it's in Bay Minette. Bay Minette. Okay. It's just north of Bay Minette.
And called it the mega site.
Mm-hmm.
And Now it's finally coming to fruition. Tell us about it.
Well, it's called Novellus, and they are a flat sheet aluminum rolling manufacturer. If they make all the aluminum for Coca-Cola cans and all cans, they make it all. They make automobile parts out of the flat sheets that they produce. And it is tremendous to watch it, to see how they've done it. You know, we visited a plant that they have here in the United States, and they're a worldwide company.
Uh-huh.
So, and we visited, and just after we visited them, you know, you're sitting in their boardroom, and you know, talking with them all. And to me, I said, this is the fit. I mean, because it was a company that was very family orientated, you know. They've had in that thing, there's some third generation people working for that company. That's fantastic when you have a company, you know, that long, you know, that's been in business that long and still doing a fantastic job. And the salaries were fantastic, you know, and it's $60-something thousand a year salary range. It's pretty good.
So what is the timetable?
Okay.
The construction and the completion, what's going on?
We're just finishing trying to get all the paperwork done. We got a lot of that done Tuesday we had some more stuff on there with the abatements, the tax abatement stuff. We done that Tuesday, some of the stuff.
And let's not gloss over that, okay, because I found it shocking that the Mobile and the Mobile County, the city and the county, you're both going to give a private enterprise $1 million. The golf place, thing. So what kind of incentive did the county have to give Novellus?
Well, we're basically, it's going to, there are incentives include stuff like, you know, the land, you know, they're going to get the land, you know, for part of it.
Free.
And they're going to, now they're getting a part of it, but I think they're going to purchase the rest of it. They're going to purchase the whole, their plans are to purchase the whole thing.
The whole megasite.
The whole megasite.
Oh, okay.
Which is fantastic.
How many acres is that?
Over 3,000 acres.
Goodness.
Yeah, so I mean, this is a very serious company, you know, when with that, so. But yeah, and that's, you know, and then the tax abatement, you know, that's just where they don't have to pay this, you know, the county the tax, you know, for so many years. And in change, you know, they're giving so many jobs, you know, to go with it. And they have to meet that criteria or, you know, they don't get their abatement. So.
And that's a common
practice. Common thing with
most counties or municipalities or government entities.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, yeah. And it just, you know, now it doesn't affect the school board, though. It does not affect them at all. They still get their, they still have to pay that.
Okay.
So it's, but anyway, so hopefully October will be our magic month when we will have a actual groundbreaking, which is hopefully set up for in October. So, which means we'll get to turn a little bit of dirt and they'll get moving. And they're planning on being an opening in 2025, I think you said it was.
So a lot of employment lot just to build it, just yes. to get it there.
And they are actually, they have people on ground now. That are going to be, they're going to start hiring because they got some stuff, training and stuff they're going to have to do, and they want to make sure everybody gets the training that they're going to need for to be able to function with this plant. You know, it's remarkable. I mean, you know, just it's golly, it's something that we've been working on for many years. You know, and some of the old commissioners, you know, that I know they're sitting back saying, "Wow, we did make the right move.
Finally, right?
Yeah." And you know, and the part about it, you know, this plant not is going to help, you know, not only just part of Baldwin County, it's going to help all of Baldwin County. I know it's located in Bay Minette, but you know, for good quality jobs, career jobs, you know, people don't mind traveling a little bit distance to go to a good job.
Mm-hmm.
So, but. Can't wait for the moment.
I know you're thrilled. Yeah. We're speaking with Baldwin County Commissioner Skip Gruber here at WABF, and you're the veteran commissioner. How many years have you been a commissioner?
I'm on my 16th year.
16th, and before that, you were...
I was the mayor.
The mayor of Alberta. That's right.
Yeah, and it was awesome. And during that same period, I was an employee with Baldwin County, you know, for... 30 years I worked for Baldwin County, you know, as a started out as a laborer and ended up, you know, in the management part of it. So
you've been able to teach the new guys a thing.
I've been helping a little bit where I can, you know.
We got Matt McKenzie, Jeb Ball, Billy Joe Underwood,
mm-hmm.
and you.
And me.
That's it. Why only four commissioners in one of the largest and fastest growing counties in the state of Alabama? Why just four?
It goes back to a 1931 Constitution Amendment to Baldwin County, which created Baldwin County. And that has never been changed, you know, because it has to be voted on by the citizens whether they want to change the form of government.
Do you see a need for change? Does four work? Is that enough?
It's been working. Whether it will continue to work in the future is hard to say. But, you know, it's been going on a pretty long time, and I think we've had a pretty good success, you know, with it. And it's, I think, you know, the good part about it is that whenever when you're running for office, you have to run for the whole county. You know, you don't just serve out of a district, but you serve the whole county. You have to run out of a district, but serve the whole county.
You always try to explain that to folks. Yeah. When you vote, you're not voting in a district. You're voting, for the entire county.
So you have to, you know, a commissioner has to be more responsive to not just his district, but for the whole county, looking mm-hmm. out for the whole county instead of looking out for his own district,
mm-hmm.
which makes it pretty good.
And now we've had legislative districts redrawn, we've had school Ooh. Districts redrawn, but no county commissioner.
No, they're the same since 1931.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and it's they tried one time before, you know, they had a 7-member board, and it was done by a federal judge, you know. Way back, it's in the 2000s, early 90s, I think, somewhere in the 90s is when they went to a 7-man board.
Board of
commissioners, yeah. One time they were 7, and they all wrote, and you wrote and voted out of just for your district. And there were 7, the county was broken up into 7 parts, and each part had their commissioner. And that was back, in early 90s, Judge Thomason there was a challenge or something, you know, and said, there was not a minority district and everything in it, so they had to, you know, create a minority district.
What happened to that?
It was overturned by the same judge because he violated the Constitution of 1931.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it's been all the way to the Supreme Court, so it's...
That was before my time here in Boulder County on the radio, so mm-hmm. I missed that.
Yeah,
okay.
It was. Right. But yeah, that's been a while back, you know. But it failed. So
I'm looking online. The Baldwin County Commission is hiring a building maintenance engineer, a Bratz bus driver, corrections officer, custodian, detention worker, licensed revenue officer, maintenance engineer. And more.
We are hiring, you know, and you know, our we've just finished doing a salary survey, and I think our salaries are getting up. We're more confident with what the outside market is. So if anybody's really wanting to come go to work for the county, just, you know, go online and see what's available, and, you know, just come on out, and, you know, it's a great place to work. You know, I mean, the benefits are good, you know, and we've got some of the best employees you'd ever want to know. I've dealt with a lot of them, and, you know, they're the best, you know. And
your retention rate is good?
It's pretty good, okay. Yes. You know, we get some turnover, you know, it's mostly people just that are retiring is where we're losing, you know.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, we got a lot of them that are retiring, you know, and doing stuff like that. But
I'm trying to think, what happened with the new park and boat launch? That the actual boat launches were designed wrong. Everybody was just incredulous about that.
Yeah.
Where is that, and what happened?
Okay, that's the boat launch on the Intercoastal Waterway. It's off of County Route 4. If you go down the expressway, you can get off there on the Roscoe Road, or before you get to the toll plaza, you can go in, and it's back in there. And we're actually on the 29th, we're having our ribbon cutting for that one. It's all been redone and fixed. And
what's it called?
The Intercoastal ICW, the Intercoastal Waterway Boat Launch.
Okay, and it's got several slips and lots of facilities.
Oh, it's got 6 slips, you know, and over 200 and something parking spots. It's got restrooms. It's got pavilions. It's got a lot of. It's a neat little park, you know, and it's got, in the future years, it's going to have some walking trails and stuff like that, and so.
And I recall that the engineering company responsible for the problematic boat launches actually had to fix them at their cost.
At their cost.
Yeah. That's good.
It is, you know, and it was a mix up, you know. But
So
because the contractor did what he was supposed to do.
You know, followed the plans.
Followed the plans, and you know, and they just, you know, there was some. Come to find out, there was some misorientation of the ground layout.
Now, who was responsible for? Apparently, a couple of boats were damaged.
No, there was no boats damaged. Okay. They just all couldn't. Right. You know, they were having a hard time getting them on a trailer. The biggest thing was the pontoon boats. They were having more trouble trying to put a pontoon boat on than any other one. The rest of them was pretty good.
They were uneven.
Yeah, because they were uneven. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was on an angle.
I see. Okay.
So but that angle was taken away, and now you can back straight in.
So you're going to have a grand opening next week?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Y'all need to come out, and the governor's supposed to be here. And so it's going to be a pretty good, exciting thing happening.
I'll be looking for that. I didn't see it on the Facebook page.
And well, I hope we're going to post it this week.
Okay.
Yeah. And then also, you know, we've got in our plans, you know, we've got on County Route 6 on the Bonsecure River, you know, we purchased a piece of property down there, and we're going to also have plans on opening a boat launch there as well.
Really?
You know, it'll be a lot smaller, you know, but it's in design right now, trying to get all the design work, and we're going to do that one, and then we're going to, hopefully next year, we're going to have plans to the Josephine Park, which is located in Robinson's Bayou. That is a boat launch that is owned by the state, but the county has responsibilities for it. They gave it to us to maintain and manage and everything else. And it's got a little park and everything there. We're going to try to redo some of the parking and get a little bit better, sufficient parking there to help. Because a lot of people they love the launch from there, but there's no parking, you know, it was when it was done. So we're going to go back in there looking at how to redesign it. And we got to get approval from the state, you know, Conservation Department to do that. So
and y'all maintain Pelican Point?
Yes, we do.
Right. Okay.
No. Yeah. We do. Yeah, we do. Okay. Yeah.
Anything else you want to mention, Skip, before we run out of time?
Well, you know, also, you know, they got the Old Time Days coming up on October the 1st.
Old Time Days and storytelling.
Yeah.
Reenactment and removal of the Baldwin County seat.
Mm-hmm.
October 1st, Baldwin County Bicentennial Park. 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. That's moved. Didn't it used to be downtown Bay Minette?
Yeah, well, the Old Time Days will be there. Now, the storytelling will be in, it will still be in Bay Minette at the... At the square.
Okay, storytelling and reenactment is Thursday, October 6th.
Yes, 6th, yeah.
5 to 6:30 p.m., Courthouse Gazebo, Bay Minette. And then the Old Time Days
is October 1st.
And that's a family-friendly day of activities.
It is, you know, and y'all just, and you know, the old time days, you know, they got they have all the old tractors that's out there, and you know, they have plow days and everything else with it. So it's pretty
and
good.
Free admission.
Yes, there's no admission.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so very much, and you know, and I'm enjoyed speaking with you again, and hopefully, we continue this on, you know.
Yes, sir. We have the Baldwin County in one department or another, the fourth Thursday of each month. Thank you so much, Baldwin County Commissioner Skip Gruber.